Start of message.
So I run out to get my morning beer, and I find that we're already down on a two-run homer, I guess, to the Nationals. Is Alexi Ogando warming up yet?
The only end zone the Cowboys could find was the wrong one.
You like that, Jake? That's why you take it out of the end zone. Tony Pollard, going to the Super Bowl, baby. You like that, Jake? You don't know anything about football, Jake.
Tony Pollard, more like Tony Fall Hard.
Okay, the first quarter just ended, and the defense looks terrible. But, hey, they only gave up 9 points. You got to remember, this team gives up 36 a game. So if they can just hold it to 9 points a quarter, damn it. Hey, on Jalen Smith's pass interference penalty in the first, Moose keeps saying he'd be fine without the contact. Isn't that true with every pass interference penalty? Isn't that like saying, oh, on that face mask penalty, he would have been fine if he just hadn't grabbed the face mask?
Can someone tell Daryl Johnston that that colored jacket doesn't match his shirt?
Here's your extremely positive first quarter update. Zeke hasn't fumbled.
CeeDee Lamb with another drop in the second quarter with about 11 minutes to go. Yeah, he's the next Jerry Rice. You're an idiot, Jake.
Soul-crushing drops and stupid penalties. Congratulations, CeeDee Lamb. You are now officially a Dallas Cowboy.
Jake, do you still think CeeDee Lamb is a Hall of Famer? You stupid.
Hey, Jake, you still think Trayvon Diggs is better than Deion and Daryl Green combined? That spare couldn't cover my long-dead grandmother. You killer.
Kyle Allen, Antonio Gibson, Logan Thomas. Who the f*** are these guys? F*** you, Mike Nolan.
And the first fumble of the game? Not Zeke Elliott, okay.
Well, some positive things to take out of the first half. Andy Dalton has a good hard count.
Here's your overly positive halftime update. Zeke hasn't fumbled yet.
I think Zeke should carry the ball like Dan likes his women, high and tight.
Zeke has more nose rings than the Cowboys have wins.
Can we trade Zeke and maybe a four for another team's five?
Yeah, I'm really glad that our fourth overall pick running back's getting his shit kicked in by a fifth round linebacker.
Shaquem Griffin is better at catching the ball than Zeke.
The Cowboys' play is more deadly to their fans than coronavirus.
This team sucks so bad I can't wait to watch political commercials.
I am cringing and looking away in disgust at this football team more than I did last night watching the Boyette sequel, and it had those moon blood scenes.
Maybe LVE's neck hurts so much all the time from watching guys run past him.
As Moneyball said, there's good defenses, there's bad defenses, there's 50 feet of shit, and then our defense is there.
Hey, man, the Cowboys look like a bunch of hermit crabs looking for the Velveeta cheese on the seafood aisle. You know what I'm talking about?
Are we sure Mike Nolan's parents aren't brother and sister?
This defense struggles more than words trying to come out of Pam Oliver's mouth. Get them both the f*** off the field.
I was starting to worry about Pam Oliver, but at least you're doing better than the Cowboys. Call me Sam.
The Cowboys are the Pam Oliver of the NFL.
When they throw it down to Pam Oliver for an injury update, I expect her to talk about herself.
Can we get Jason Garrett back?
Here goes the Red Rocket, Andy Dalton. Oh, and he gets jacked up.
Oh my gosh, the Red Rifle just became the Red Dead Revolver.
Well, the Red Rocket era was fun. Time for the Nooch.
Hey, guys, don't worry. I just got off the phone with Tony Romo, and he thinks that Andy Dalton just had, like, an eyelash in his eye. He should be okay.
I guess it's probably time to slide the captain between the pipes.
Hey, just thinking out loud here, is there any chance the Stars would lend us Anton Hudobin? Like, could he play quarterback for us? Linebacker? Defensive coordinator? anything really.
Do you think Luka can play linebacker?
The thing most surprising about this season is that Dak won two games with these f***ing bums.
I'm so f***ing confused. Were the Cowboys playing Washington today, or were they playing Jacksonville?
Pat, whenever you go around, 91 celebrities don't turn out for Prescott for the game. I mean, he's a nice guy and everything, but it's, you know, he's not the guy to see and be seen in this world. But now Dalton, Pat, you are with Dalton.
We were with DiNucci.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry, Pat. You were with DiNucci.
Well, here comes the third-string quarterback with the Hitler mustache.
The Cowboys are so bad, they just lost to a team that's head coach is literally dying.
This game feels like Ron Rivera got a make-a-wish granted.
I think I'd rather watch a Rangers game at this point.
Cowboys were humbled. Hey, I used it right.
Tank for Trevor! Tank for Trevor! Tank for Trevor!
Do y'all remember when Jub-Jub picked the Cowboys to win the Super Bowl? Yeah, that aged well.
I just want to go to work one f***ing Monday without a hangover. Just one!
Cowboys are not winning another game this season.
You see, I've lost in the East against a team with no name. It felt good to lose in the rain. 'Cause we suck.
End of message. Oh
boy, the touch. Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.